This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You want, you can dial in toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450 Free Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up here tonight, a man wrongfully imprisoned in the state of Kansas for a couple of decades of his life. We'll tell you what he got out of that deal. Coming up here in moments with you in the studio, by the way. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
And also on the way here tonight, Melanie will be telling us about the new £5 bill in the UK. It's hurting people who are snorting cocaine. But first, also from the UK and TheVerge.com, frustrated by the number of potholes pockmarking his city streets, an anonymous man recently discovered a way to get the city to pay attention. Penises. The man has been using industrial chalk to draw penises around each pothole, claiming that the eyesores expedite the filling process.
That's probably
it
true.
Probably does. Now, I'm curious if he's being charged with vandalism, if he's being charged with some kind of, or, you know, are they saying, we are looking for someone so that we can charge him with vandalism and some kind of something without a city permit. Because remember, we've covered stories out of like Mississippi and other places where people have gone out on their own and filled the pothole.
They've taken it into their own hands. They've been frustrated with the government's slowness when it comes to responding to.
And then they get charged with some kind of
like interference
violation.
With government administration or something.
Interference
like that.
Of government administration, some kind of doing something without a permit.
Yeah.
There was the story out of Massachusetts where the guy who was on the town council got fed up with the town council being so slow. He went out and repainted the crosswalks himself.
Right.
Then was not only charged with improving town property without a permit, but also vandalism, and then forced to personally pay out of pocket the money to have the professionals paint the crosswalks.
And then there was the old guy, and I forget where this was, but there was an older gentleman who built a set of stairs down a decline on like a kind of a small hill. I mean, hills, it's really small, like it was a small set of stairs, but people were getting injured trying to, it was like at a public park, and they were trying to go down this particular decline, and he decided he was going to take it under his own hands and go ahead and put some stairs in there, but the county or the city or whoever it was decided that this was not built to code, and so therefore it's dangerous.
And also no permit.
And no permit, right? And so, therefore, they sent a crew in to destroy his stairs. I presume then build a new set of government stairs at 10 times the cost.
Something like that.
Because, you know, the old guy was able to come in there, do it all himself, source his own wood, and it cost the community zero to have the old man's stairs, and it cost the community quite a bit to have the government's professional version of the very same thing. So, yeah, there are no shortages of stories out there. And I love these stories because it's nice when people finally take the initiative and get out there and improve their community, not expecting the government to do it for them. And it really just shows how awful the state can be when they target somebody who's obviously taking of their own time and money and their own effort to make things better for folks. They then come down on them like a ton of bricks and make sure they remind everybody that they're the ones who are in charge. They're the ones who will be taking your money. They are the ones who will be arbitrarily spending that money, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. And if you try to do it on your own, we will attack you. We will threaten you. We will destroy the things that you created. F you. And it just makes it clear to people, like, the government isn't there to help. if the government was actually there to help, you know, they might have given some suggestions of like, oh, yeah, this is good. Maybe you could add a railing to the stairs for people that are, you know, they need to hold on to something when they go down. Or I don't know if it had a railing or not.
I believe it had a railing on one side.
Yeah. So, in this particular case, the BBC is actually the original report here, Amelia Butterley reporting, that they actually received apparently some sort of an anonymous communique from the artist in this case. At this point, this person is a mystery. We do not know who the penis artist is.
I wonder if it's Banksy.
Well, they've actually signed it as Wanksy. Is what they've been signing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so, quote, they, the potholes, don't get filled. They'll be there for months, says the artist, speaking anonymously to Newsbeat. He said further, or she said further, people will drive over the same pothole and forget about it. Suddenly, you draw something amusing around it, everyone sees it, and it either gets reported or fixed. Unquote. He says the drawings have meant the potholes get fixed more quickly, although Barry Council says they already have a plan in place to deal with the issue.
That is not a contradiction. They could still have a plan and it get done more quickly when he draws on them.
No doubt about it.
The plan is that every time somebody draws a penis around a pothole, we take care of that pothole first.
Spokesbureaucrat for the council describes the artwork as obscene and urges him to stop his painting. Well, it's not paint, it's chalk.
All right, so I'm looking at pictures here.
Of the penises? The chalk penis?
They're cartoony.
Well, yeah, it's chalk.
They're not obscene. There's one of them that looks like the Loch Ness penis.
Okay.
you've seen the pictures of the Loch Ness monster,
yeah.
Where it's got, you know, like one part at the end, and then it goes down in the water, and then there's a hump,
okay.
And then it goes down in the water, and then the head comes out.
Yeah.
One of them looks like that.
I see.
And then, yeah, they're just cartoony. They're not graphic.
Of course they're cartoony.
Well, I mean, he's not a medical artist. I mean, what did you think it was going
to
look like?
I'm saying it's cartoony. It's not obscene.
Sure. Now, look, when it comes to obscenity, it's what the government judge thinks is obscene, right? The old line is, I'll know it when I see it.
I know it when I see it, yeah. And this ain't it.
I agree with you there. But for people with children, they will likely object to something like this because it still looks like a penis, even though it's cartoony.
They look like deformed potatoes with little lines shooting out of them.
Yes, that's true. It is a ejaculatory penis. But anyway, going on here, the spokesman for the council claims it's obscene. The Bury council spokesman says, quote, the actions of this individual are not only stupid, but incredibly insulting to local residents.
How is that insulting?
Well, some people take this stuff real personally.
But
I mean,
it's not a statement against you.
No.
Things that are not a statement about you cannot, by definition, be insulting.
Yeah. Let's go to, ironic title here. Andy wants to talk about Dick's Sporting Goods. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live watching via Twitch. Go ahead.
Hey, that's pretty fun. Hey, well, good evening, everybody. Thank you for taking my call, first off.
Thanks.
It's funny how we're talking about dicks and drawings of penises. So that's funny. But anyway, I have a quick question for everybody here. So, everybody's heard about the recent gun drama and drama about surrounding gun laws and such.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know if you guys have heard, but Dick's Sporting Goods has announced that they will only start selling weapons and firearms to people 21 years of age or older.
Mm-hmm.
What is your opinion on
that? That's not all that they announced. If that was all that they announced, I would have no problem with their announcement because they're allowed to do what they want to do.
Well, you can still have a problem with it. Like, hey, I'm not going to shop there anymore. You can still decide that you don't agree with their business decision.
The part of the decision that I don't agree with is we are going to advocate that governments make policies of the things that we are personally implementing.
Yikes.
That's what I have a problem with.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Right. Put this in there too. So I don't know if you guys remember about the controversy surrounding the Christian bakers not wanting to bake a gay wedding cake.
Yeah.
They refused to service a homosexual couple.
That's
but
correct.
We have liberals against that, but some liberals are supporting Dicks in their decision.
Sure.
Because nobody is really against discrimination. They're just against the things that they want to be against.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're against or in favor of discrimination.
It's discrimination both ways, though.
Right. And we, on Free Talk Live, and I don't want to put words in y'all's mouth, but I think I can in this case, we tend to favor the businesses being able to discriminate. That doesn't mean we support those businesses in their discrimination.
Well, they should post up signs saying, here's the people that we don't want to do business with.
Andy, if you had more, you're welcome to say. If not, thanks for the call. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. It is getting closer and closer to the dreaded April 15th tax day. you probably haven't done it yet, and, well, you can keep procrastinating, or you can contact Melanie and have her take you through the process, have her handle as much of it as possible for you. She can do that. She is a professional accountant, in addition to being a talk show host here on Free Talk Live, and she offers her services to both individuals and, would you say, small businesses? Oh, hold on, you're still muted for some reason. Try now.
Yeah, small businesses. I don't know what people's idea of a small business
is. How is small? How small is small? So, a certain number of employees?
Less than a couple hundred employees, mm-hmm. typically.
Okay. Certain amount of revenue, less than that?
Not okay. really. No. Typing in $1 million doesn't really take
doesn't make
much
a difference. Okay.
more time than typing in $10. So
you can handle that for folks. You also do some bookkeeping work, so if folks want to bring you on for that as well, you can help them there. And the best way to get in touch with you is through your website, which you can access by going to tax.freetalklive.com. It's not too late to bring Melanie on board. And actually, I was just talking with you today. We went to the cryptocurrency meetup here in town. And you had said that a good chunk, like the majority of the people who've come on board as clients of yours, are paying with cryptocurrency.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. So that is an option for you, although she will take the Federal Reserve notes if you insist on that as well. So you can reach out to Melanie directly by going to tax.freetalklive.com, and that will take you straight to her website. Again, it's not too late, and you probably still want to get on it sooner rather than later now that you have all your paperwork, your W-2s and that sort of thing that might have been sent to you, 1099s or whatever else it is that companies send out to you. Once you get all that stuff together, that's a good time to reach out to you, right, Mel?
Yes, if you don't have anything by now, maybe call me anyway and see what's up with that, because okay. you should have anything that people sent you by now.
She can help. She knows her stuff. Go to tax.freetalklive.com. You want to have an anarchist doing your taxes, obviously. All right, so we're going to continue here with a gentleman who was on the line, had dropped off. We were discussing the discrimination. He brought the question about, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods. And did I hear that Walmart was also going to do 21 and up, or did they stay at 18?
They said 21 and up, but they also said that several of the, you know, assault-style weapon, blah-da-da, they've not been selling for like 4 years anyway.
I see. So this is all, of course, in response to public outcry surrounding the latest school shooting, which I believe was somebody who was under the age of 21, correct? Like under the age of 18, wasn't it?
He was 17? A recent graduate, so probably.
Yeah, so
he was either 18 or 19. He had been expelled, which is why he wasn't actually attending at the time, but he was either 18 or 19.
Did any of the news media investigate how he got the guns? Was that ever
revealed? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So in a lot of cases, these guns are stolen anyway, so it's, you know, taken from parents or taken from grandmother or something
right.
like that. So the idea that some store refusing to sell to people under the age of 21 is going to somehow have any kind of impact on a psychopath and their ability to acquire weapons is just, it's fantasy. It's just public relations.
That's why we need to have a requirement that your gun safe be put inside a gun safe.
Okay. That sounds crazy.
Because then, you know, there's no way that your 17 or 18-year-old kid can break into two gun safes to get the thing.
I mean, or you could just not raise a psychopath, or you could not send them to a public institution every day.
Or if you realize
that you are raising a psychopath that you are sending to a public institution every day, maybe you should take preventative measures at that point. There's so many things that you could do that do not involve a sporting goods store. And it is in no way the fault of Walmart.
But certainly it is within the purview of a company to make a decision like that. It's their policy. As you pointed out, Daryl, they're taking their policy further by advocating the government pass similar laws,
correct.
Which is very objectionable. But it's still objectionable. And you can, even though they have the freedom to have a policy like that, it's still within our purview to say, well, that policy sucks. And, you know, shame on you.
Well, right. And that's why I want them to be able to do that, so I can say,
yeah.
I'm not going to buy things from those stores.
Right.
And Walmart probably wasn't selling a whole lot of rifles in the first place. And if another sporting goods store decides they don't want to sell rifles anymore, maybe that, you know, if that product line's not working for you, fine. But when the age cutoff is really what bothers me. And so I want to know who's doing that so I can be like, okay, I'm over 21 now, so I don't have to deal with this anymore. But at one time I did, and I'm not a very forgiving person, evidently.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just not going to shop at you.
I'm just curious, of the people that are calling for, you know, boycotts of Dick's Sporting Goods, how many of those people were actually customers of Dick's Sporting Goods to begin with?
I was.
I've shopped there before, but it's probably been 5 years or something like that.
Right, but it's not a thing of you go there on a regular basis to buy stuff.
I haven't bought goods there,
I've also
there,
not
but
heard
I
you, Ian,
buy...
say that they should be boycotted.
I have not said that, no.
I haven't bought guns there, but I typically buy ammo there, and I used to buy, like, luggage and locks and stuff like that.
I think you have to be careful with a boycott, because a lot of times a well-publicized boycott can result in what they call a bycott, where the people who are in favor of that company doing the thing that they did will then come out in force, as we saw with, for instance, the Chick-fil-A episode, if you recall, several years
ago.
Well,
right, but there's a lot of Christians who buy chicken sandwiches. There's not a lot of liberals that buy ammo.
Well, here's the difference between the Chick-fil-A thing. Chick-fil-A, to my knowledge...
Liberals might play sports, though, right? Dick's has way more than just guns. You see what I'm saying? Like, they could
buy
football.
I mean, I don't know. They're basically just a clothing and guns.
They could buy a hacky sack, then. I don't know. There's something there, right?
They sell all kinds of
camping
stuff,
right?
Fishing stuff.
Liberals like to camp.
I don't know about sports stuff, but I have never heard of a Chick-fil-A where when you go in and say, I would like to order a chicken sandwich, they say, by the way, are you a homosexual? That doesn't happen.
No, there's never been...
Gay people eat chicken sandwiches, too.
And there's never been any allegation that I've ever heard of that Chick-fil-A has refused service to gay people.
Right.
I mean, but at the same time, nobody should be surprised to find out that Chick-fil-A was a Christian restaurant.
No, it's on their documentation when you're in the restaurant. Frequently...
Yeah, it's like I'll buy this door and stuff.
Yeah, like
they've
bags.
Got a big giant sign that says, we are closed on Sundays. Yeah. Here's the reason why.
They really do. They really do explain that. I remember reading on, like, the bag that they had the food in, some sort of explanation about, like, from the founder or something about why they close on Sundays, which is always the day I want to go to Chick-fil-A. Anytime. If I'm in Florida. Anytime. When I live down there, man, they're everywhere, and I would only notice them or think about them on Sundays.
I mean, but, so, like,
and
Chick-fil-A,
I hated that because I love their food.
As annoying as and wrong as that can be, because the one here is weird. It has gay parades, so I almost want to separate that one. But
Nashua Chick-fil-A supports the gay community.
As wrong as Chick-fil-A is, they're not going to necessarily be harmed if gay people don't eat there. So from a strategic standpoint, it kind of makes sense for them to do that because there are going
to
be people
sense
apparently
for, who to do what?
For Chick-fil-A to do that.
Do what?
To discriminate against gay people, even though it's...
But they're not.
The CEO has made donations to, campaigns to fight against same-sex marriage.
I mean, it's pretty much the We Hate Gay People restaurant. But a gun store being against guns kind of makes less sense.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, but none of that rebuts the point I was making, which was that a boycott can result in a bycott, and that bycott may actually bring more business to the company than the boycott
took
away from.
Right, but the company already publicly stated it.
There's more coming up here in moments. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Free like freedom. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And also, forgot to mention that we've got Discord as well. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show, as well as jump into our on-air call-in line on Discord. There's a chat room there that allows you to get on the air with us and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here with us. So you can go to discord.lrn.fm if you would like to get into that. It is free. That's discord.lrn.fm as we continue here. We had actually started the show out tonight talking about Banksy, which is not to be confused with Banksy, the British artist who has been creating all manner of interesting kind of social commentary artwork in different places. But this person has been doing a bit of artwork that is offensive in a different way. He has been painting, or rather chalking, with what they call industrial chalk. I'm not sure how you can tell the difference between industrial chalk and regular chalk when you're just looking at it. But either
probably
way,
washes away less.
You think?
I would imagine.
Well, either way, this particular chalk is being chalked in the form of penises. And interestingly, they're being done around potholes. So the idea from the artist, who is currently anonymous, police, I'm sure, are busily investigating his, his whereabouts and who he or she might actually be.
And this is Manchester, UK.
Correct. I don't know. Did it say Manchester?
It did say Manchester. When I saw the headline, my first thought was it was happening in part of New Hampshire.
Nope. This is the UK, and it is Manchester. Barry Council, or the Barry Council, maybe Barry is a town or village or something like that.
Probably a shire.
But spokes bureaucrat for the council describes the artwork as obscene, while the artist is saying, hey, this is working. This is getting the road crew to actually come out and repair these damn potholes. Before, you could call them, and you could email them. You could try to get their attention and say, hey, there's a pothole here in my neighborhood. People are popping their tires on this thing, and they won't come and fix it. But all of a sudden, you chalk a penis around it, and they are Johnny on the spot to cover that thing up, as one of the Barry Council spokesbureaucrats says, quote, has this person for just one second considered how families with young children must feel when they are confronted with these obscene symbols as they walk to school? Has he considered for one second the children? And, you know, it's funny that the whole thing's hilarious, but there was a similar situation that actually developed here in Keene, New Hampshire, during the War on Chalk, as some of us lovingly refer to it. A few summers ago, there were activists in Keene's Central Square, which is kind of the common in downtown Keene.
Yep.
It's a nice little park right in the heart of downtown. That activists, including Garrett Ian, who was one of the Free Keene bloggers, he would chalk things in downtown. He would chalk, like, smiley faces or pro-peace sayings and other, you know, pro-freedom propaganda downtown. And there were some angry haters in town who would come down with scrub brushes on brooms and buckets, and they'd fill up water from the there was like a fountain right in the middle of Central Square. It sometimes operates, sometimes not, but they would fill water from the fountain and then use that to splash and scrub away,
because happy faces, which is really horrible, and no one should ever see one.
They were really offended by
little kids
smiley faces.
Hopping scotch.
Yep, hopscotch. Anything that was chalk was a target for these people. And so it turned into this ongoing chalk war where every single day the activists would go down, they would chalk things, and then this guy who would come down, who we ended up calling Boston Strong, because he was from Boston. I think at one point he had
a
shirt on.
He was wearing a Boston Strong t-shirt one day.
So he came down, and he would come down every single day. In fact, he ended up coming down twice a day. He would come down before he went to work in the morning at like 4 o'clock because he was a plumber, and then he'd come back at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon when he would, you know, be coming back home, and he would check the park twice a day and scrub away any kind of chalk that was there. And so it just was this ongoing conflict in the park. There were some pretty ridiculous videos that I made about it, including footage of all of this happening. If you search freekeen.com for War on Chalk, you should find pretty much all of those. But at one point there was somebody, and we don't know who it was, who did chalk a fairly large phallus in front of a local candy store in downtown Keene. It wasn't any kind of political statement. It didn't really fit with the things that were being chalked by, you know, our activists in Central Square. It wasn't at the same location. It was over in the corner of the square,
right,
if you will. And somebody who witnessed it did say that they didn't think it was any of our people. So, of course, we ended up getting the blame for it in a lot of ways, because any chalkings that happened downtown must have been our fault.
Oh,
right?
And you forgot that there was a homeless awareness event where people were chalking, and then the a-hole that was scrubbing chalk went and wound up washing all of that away as well.
He did it during their event.
Yeah,
and it ended up in the newspaper that it was like a local church group that was there to raise awareness for homeless issues. So it wasn't homeless people doing the chalking, it was the church.
Right, it was like a homeless vigil or something.
Something like that. And it was in the middle of the afternoon, and this guy shows up in the middle of them chalking and just comes right up and just starts brushing it away and acting like a maniac. And he ended up in, they talked about him in the newspaper, but they didn't identify who he was.
Right.
And I'm like, I know who this guy is. So I contacted the group that was doing the chalkings, and I said, hey, can I send you a picture of this guy? You know, did you know who he was? They said, no, we don't know who he is, but we'd like to. And I was like, oh, let me send you a picture, and you can say whether or not it was him. And sure enough, it was Boston Strong. So I said, oh, yeah, it's this guy. And, you know, Matthew Schmidt is his name. And
funny thing is, when Robin Williams passed away and there was the sort of makeshift memorial and people were chalking stuff,
yeah,
he didn't go out and scrub those away.
Yeah, I guess he didn't do that. Yeah, that's true. I don't know why not. Maybe he just felt it was
kind of over in his mind.
It might have been. That might have been past the...
Memorial to Robin Williams, okay, chalking end the wars and peace signs. That's offensive.
Well, I mean, if he had known about it, I think he probably would have gone down and done something about it. Maybe he just wasn't aware that that was happening. Or maybe
I think he knew
profile.
About it. Too high profile.
Yeah.
Because people were leaving flowers
right.
and all kinds of other stuff.
So that was the war on chalk as it happened here. But there was at one point that phallus that was done. So City of Keene ought to be thankful that we didn't think of this one, because this is like a really smart idea. And maybe
there was no reason to do. There's not like potholes all over Keene.
Yes, there are. Yes, there are. You can find potholes.
Just go down River Street.
You can find potholes on every damn street.
When you turn out of the LRN studio, take a left.
I'm pretty sure there's potholes right here on the street, right out in front of the studio. But anyway,
right. So no matter which way she turns left, she's hitting potholes.
I've never seen it. I don't know. I
can't believe you've lived here for what, 3 years? 2 years? How long?
I've lived in Keene for 1 year. I lived in Manchester.
They're everywhere in the state. I mean, are you saying are they in Manchester but not Keene?
I didn't say in New Hampshire. I said in Keene.
Okay. Well, I mean,
You said that somebody on the town council here said that the penis drawings are offensive.
Yes.
Maybe they should rename their city. Because the name Manchester...
It's, well, okay. Barry
translate... Council. Well, yeah. I never thought about that before.
That is, yeah. Okay.
What is that, Manchester?
The thing that I saw said that it was Manchester. Manchester is a Britannic Latinization of the Latin name Mimucium, which... means breast-like hill. Comes from the same word as mammary.
Really?
The town is named after
breast. That's amazing. You know what? I have learned something new here tonight. Thank you, Daryl. So, there you go. There's more to the story, though, a little bit more here from the BBC. The spokesperson for the council is upset because of the families. While the artist tells Newsbeat, quote, "It's not an actual photograph of an anatomical part. It's a drawing
that looks like
artwork.
A potato."
He says the naked body is a thing artists have painted for years. There are sculptures that don't wear clothes. It's artistic expressions. And by the way, when I was a child in elementary school, they took us to the Ringling Museum of Art in Sarasota, Florida. And that's where they have like a statue of David. They have all those old paintings by those, you know, old artists that have a bunch of naked people in them. And they had an elementary school class touring around. Should we have been offended by that, too?
Probably.
It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
If you owe money to the IRS...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, whether it's the war on chalk, or boycotts and boycotts. We've also been talking about chalked penises around potholes in the city of Manchester, England. We'll tell you more about that, because the city council spokesbureaucrat, who is very, very offended over these chalked penises, has more to say. So we'll share that with you. With you in the studio tonight, though, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
And we're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. Also want you to know about Zencash.com. Zencash is a cryptocurrency, and I realize there are a lot of cryptocurrencies out there. It's an overwhelming number of choices. So what do you do? How do you pick a winner? Well, I have no idea, because I don't know what the market is going to do in the future. But I know that I like voluntarism, and the people who created Zencash are voluntarists. They wrote it right into the white paper. Didn't they even mention secession in the,
yes,
the white paper? So, I mean, that's awesome. But also, they've taken some of the best technology, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, which they're building for Zencash to govern the currency. They've created a secure platform for money and messages that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. And Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. You can find out more at Zencash.com. Over 7,000 secure nodes are now creating the Zencash blockchain. They are making it one of the strongest blockchains in the world. Plus, there are as many as 50 team members these days, and originally there were only 5. So there's been a lot of growth for Zencash in just the last year since it came out in 2017. It's available in multiple exchanges for you to purchase, and also the wallets are available in multiple languages. So go to Zencash.com, do your research, learn more about it as we go to your calls and thoughts. All the way out to Bullhead City, Arizona, where Rudy is on the line listening to K-Talks. Hello, Rudy.
Hey, guys. Sorry about my voice, but you were talking about the Dick's Sporting Goods store or any store that's going to wait till people are 21 before they can buy the gun.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how the corporation known as Dick's is set up, but you know, there's either board of directors or the show. It was a business decision. They talked about it. The lawyers talked about it. Everybody. I think sometimes if you're a shareholder with enough shares, you actually get involved in the vote on some things. But it was ran by all the important people, and yeah, they realized we'll lose some, we'll gain some.
Mm-hmm.
It's a PR move anyway, right?
It's a total PR move because it's not going to actually stop gun violence at all.
It's a little bit of good for the people that are worried about the guns. It's a PR move.
They're pandering to one group of customers or a group of people they hope are their customers or hope will be their customers, and they're willing to lose a certain group of customers. It's a gamble, really. I mean, who knows which way it'll actually pan out for them? And can they actually measure it in any way, shape, or form? No, you can't really, on a company that large, you don't get any kind of real direct feedback from the customers in the stores in a lot of cases. You're not going to know if this boycott is hurting or if this new policy helps or hurts. I mean, you can look at your overall sales, but that doesn't tell you whether or not that there's any kind of effect from a boycott.
Right, and also, what percentage of their income is currently coming from gun sales to people under the age of 21?
Very small, I would imagine.
Very small. And then, the broader question, what percentage of their income comes from gun sales?
I don't know. Rudy?
I'll bet you that there's a big chunk of their profit that comes from 8-year-old little leaguers. Yeah?
Sure.
A bunch of
kids playing sports.
They ran the numbers. All right, thanks, bye.
Thanks for the call tonight, Rudy. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Now, it's not necessarily the question of how many people do they have who are under the age of 21 who are buying guns. It's also how many people are upset enough about that decision to stop buying from Dick's entirely.
Right. And it's not just that. I mean, most people, I think, who are mad about this one way or the other are mad about guns. This is kind of less of a gun issue for me. This is a we're going to hate on 18 to 20-year-old issues for me, which, they get enough of that from the state.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Just for that reason alone, like, I don't care if it's guns. I don't care if it's Tic Tacs.
Right.
If you come out and say, I'm not going to sell this to 18 to 20-year-olds.
That's offensive. I agree with you.
That in and of itself, see ya.
I'm with you on that one. Yeah, I mean, I have no plans to go to Dick's Sporting Goods. I don't know if I'm going to officially boycott them, but on the other hand, I'm certainly not going to make any efforts to go there.
I don't think I've purchased anything from Dick's that was not on sale ever.
Yeah.
Because their prices are really high.
Yeah, you can just go down on Amazon.
Yeah.
Use Purse. Save at Purse.com.
Yes.
Save 33%.
I'm way too impatient for that. I just use
You're missing out, man.
It depends on what I need. If it's like, I need this in the future sometime, and it's like, I'm going to go buy Target. I can buy them for like $5 now, or I can buy a pack of 300 and wait 2 months for, whatever. I'm just going to buy it.
So I just wound up within like the last day and a half buying some supplements that I put in my smoothies and just tossed it up. All right, I'll put it at 15%, and I might get it by the end of the week. I got something earlier today, tracking number. It's supposed to be here tomorrow.
Tomorrow. They did a next day on it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Bought like $60 worth of stuff. Good. It's going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah. Everything I've got on Purse right now, I don't really need urgently, so I just set it at 33%, and 3 out of the 5 things have already supposedly been shipped. So
nice.
Yeah. Check it out at saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. You're going to need to have Bitcoin in order to get these amazing discounts. That's the catch over at Purse. You get it pretty much whatever you want from Amazon at a tremendous discount. You select the discount. So if you're in a more of a hurry, 15% almost always is going to go same day within an hour or a couple hours of when you place the order. 20%, 25%, you might be waiting a day or so. And then at 30% or more, you might wait more than a week. It just depends on the market. So check it out. SaveATPurse.com. That's SaveAtPurse.com. All right, so a little more here from the town council spokes bureaucrat. He's mad about this. As the artist says, though, the artist who's drawing penises in chalk around potholes around Manchester says that the naked body is a thing artists have painted for years. There are sculptures that don't wear clothes. It's artistic expressions. To be offended by that.
This is not artistic.
Yeah, it is.
This is political. It is in no way artistic.
You can have both.
It's both.
It can be, but this isn't.
It's by definition artistic. Somebody is creating artwork on the sidewalk. You may not think it's high quality.
It's not on the level of, say, like the Sistine Chapel ceiling.
Right.
But it's better art than, say, what a 3-year-old would draw.
Okay, so if I just go draw a smiley face when I get home, that's art?
That is art.
Yes.
No, that is ridiculous.
It's not fine art. It's not art that somebody would pay for.
All right,
but
hold
it
on.
Is art.
It is art if the creator says it is art.
Okay,
it's
well, also I would just like to declare that when I draw smiley faces, it's not art.
It's also in the eye of the beholder, so somebody can look at something and say that is art, even if you say it was not intended to be art. Because you've created something, right? Artwork generally is a creation, although you could say that there's art in nature as well.
Right.
But that's more of a stretch of a different interpretation of the term. But artwork is a...
Photography can be art.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a creation. You're creating a moment in time based on certain filters and lenses that you, as the creator, have selected in order to do that. And as we saw, that it was even a monkey that took some photographs that were very...
Ah, yes, the monkey selfie that wound up actually going to court
right.
Whether or not the monkey owned the picture or the guy that owned the camera owned the picture.
Didn't they end up ruling in favor of the guy in that case?
Not really.
No? Okay.
Not really. There was some kind of agreement to where he would say that he didn't necessarily own it, but it wasn't necessarily...
There was a settlement? Is what you're saying?
He had sued National Geographic because they published it, and he claimed, you can't publish that because I didn't give you permission.
What a jerk,
but
man.
But the actual reading of IP law... is that creations by animals and deities are public domain.
Creations by deities?
And deities.
Yes. So if let's say that, you find a stone tablet or something, and you're like, God wrote on this stone tablet. You cannot claim...
So wait, if you claim that you are channeling God, and you write down the things that God told you to write, does that...
That would probably need a ruling from the Patent and Trademark and Copyright Office.
So, if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I think that art is certainly something that people will disagree on, right? Like, so you're saying you don't think that that's art. I'm saying, yes, that is art. This has been one of the arguments about art for a long time. Is
so when a three-year-old makes the little hand-drawn turkey for Thanksgiving, is that art or no? It's good art.
You couldn't make that argument because, I mean, they're three, but, like, if my three-year-old was like, hey, I made this art, I'm not going to argue with them about that, but it doesn't really belong in a museum either.
I didn't say that the penis painting belonged in a museum. I'm just saying it's art.
All right, there's more on the way here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. Hour number two is next. 855-450-3733. And share your thoughts with us on whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, Facebook threatens the Babylon Bee. We'll tell you what it's about coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.